There's been a dramatic drop in influenza in South Australia this year, thanks to our cleanliness and a significant plummeting of world travel. Biochemistry and immunology expert from UniSA, Dr. Maurice Costable, joins me now to discuss. Welcome, Dr. Costable.
Good morning. Thank you.
How dramatic are we talking in terms of the drop in influenza rates?
We were well over 1,200, I believe, last year, and we're down to, you know, the low teens this year, which is it's quite a dramatic reduction.
Wow. So do you reckon a lot of that is just world travel?
I mean, that certainly has a major role. I think there's also a lot of people are taking the influenza vaccine, and that's certainly going to be quite protective. But yes, the lack of overseas travel has had a major impact, I would believe.
And I've heard good things about we have a lot less, bugs and people having food poisoning and things like that as a result of actually just washing our hands. You know, I'm sure that makes a big difference as well.
It does. Just general hygiene is a very simple thing that people can do, and it really has dramatic impact. So washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, just being mindful of different surfaces and, exposing yourself to other people that might be unwell, that has a dramatic impact, absolutely.
Now, some people think the flu is sort of like the cold, but it can actually be deadly, much like COVID, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. People will say, I've got the flu, when they're actually referring to the common cold. And it's quite a different thing. So the common cold is generally much, much milder, has different types of symptoms, whereas influenza is much more serious. It can certainly, it can be deadly, and particularly with the elderly and people that have underlying medical conditions, it can have dramatic impacts on their health. And even someone who's healthy, you know, it can knock you about. It's not a minor thing. So it's not something that should be taken lightly.
So with the numbers of flu, of people getting the flu dramatically dropping in South Australia, and I imagine everywhere all over the world, is it still important that people get the flu shot?
Absolutely. I think it's a really good protective measure that people can take. It's well recognised, it's well studied. It's something that people use every year, particularly those that are in, the elderly, those with underlying conditions or that have a requirement, then I would certainly recommend that they continue to be vaccinated. And the vaccine that would be generated here, because it's locally made, would be based on what we would see in the Northern Hemisphere, so we would still have protection. And obviously when the borders start to open up, if people start to travel, then, you know, you still want to have that level of protective immunity.
Mm. Now, many people believe the flu shot gives you the flu. Why is it people often feel so wretched after getting the shot?
Okay, so first of all, let me dispel that. That's not true. You don't get the flu after the flu vaccine or anything like that. You may feel some pain, some discomfort, some redness, and some symptoms of as if you're catching a cold. So if I use the word cold as opposed to flu, and that's your body's immune system responding to the vaccine. And whenever that happens, from my perspective, I think that's a good thing because it shows that the vaccine is working, your body is responding, and you're having the protective immunity being generated. That's usually short-lived, it's usually mild, but if people have it and it's a bit more severe, then you can take local pain medication, something that you could get over the counter, drink lots of fluids, have some bed rest, but that will only last for, probably 1 to 2 days at most. And a lot of people feel nothing at all. They might have a bit of redness, a bit of pain, but it's very, very mild. So there's going to be a spectrum of responses, but that's perfectly fine. Obviously, if you have something, a severe reaction, then go speak to your GP immediately. But that's going to be quite a rare instance.
Yeah. So I feel as though those outliers, those times that people have severe reactions to vaccine, they kind of get blown out of proportion. Of course, there are risks and people need to weigh them up, right? How do you feel about the way that maybe those can be blown out of proportion a little bit? Are you concerned about that?
I think people have to make a decision based on facts and on judgment, and they need to speak to the appropriate people based on making a decision. So certainly speak to your local GP. They have your best interest at heart. They're not pushing anything for any other reason as opposed to the facts. And, they can tell you, if you take this vaccine, these are the possible side effects, but the chance of this is very, very small. The benefit of you taking this is going to be quite large. And if you don't have it and you get sick, these are the side effects or these are the outcomes of not having the vaccine. So yes, there are risks, but there are risks in everything we do. And it's important to for people to realise that, make sure that you're listening to a trusted source. The internet is probably not going to be the best source of first-line information. Speak to people that you can trust, people that have the relevant qualifications and have the background information, you know, and then make a decision moving forward.
Mm. Any other thoughts, or are there any other myths about vaccinations or the flu that you'd like to dispel?
Not really. I think people need to appreciate, I suppose, we're lucky in the sense that with modern medicine, with, you know, clean water, antibiotics and vaccination are probably the three biggest contributions to modern medicine that have improved daily welfare across the globe. And so we've lost sight of the fact that people, when you do have these sort of diseases that can be quite severe, people have lost sight of the impact and the potential that it can have. And also I would remind people that if you have these vaccines, it protects you, but it also protects your immediate family and then obviously the wider community. So if you're protected, then you're not going to infect, you know, your parents, your siblings, your grandparents, and that then has a knock-on effect. So if we all do just a small thing to help protect ourselves, our families, that in turn contributes to the wider community, and it really can affect everyone, and it has those knock-on benefits. And similarly, we've seen with COVID that when there is an outbreak and we have to shut down, it has these massive effects, massive implications that really can affect people's livelihoods, their health, but their jobs and so on, and the economy. You know, a very small thing can be done to really limit those damages and really protect us from any sort of infections.
Mm. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Dr. Maurice Costival. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.